Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's amazing. We're hearing some miraculous stories from people who just were living normal lives. Out there doing what you normally do. Go to work, spend time with the family. And then
smiling
suddenly,
in their business.
Yep. Just to stay in their lane, right? Yeah. And then suddenly, whammo, out of nowhere, stuff happens to you. Let's meet another patient right now. Dan Head is 38 years of age from Sherborne, Massachusetts. Nice to meet you, Dan.
Same to you.
And Dr. Matt Yurgelin. Did I get that right?
You got it perfect.
Terrific. Wow. Thank you. He's the director of Lynch Syndrome Center at Dana-Farber, something that you're well aware of, Dan, and you found out about it some time ago, right?
Yeah, we did. My father came down with colon cancer twice, and so this was like probably 15 years ago that we all went through genetic testing. I've got two brothers, and I was found to have the gene, so I've been on a preventative path, but everything went down last October.
So when you mentioned a preventative path, like what does that mean? Just constantly getting checked up, taking medication?
Right, so it was colonoscopies every 2 years, colonoscopies and endoscopies every 2 years, and we were like 2.5 years out. The signs were there, you know, in hindsight, the symptoms, and then had a colonoscopy and we found it.
So you're actively looking for it because you have the gene.
Right.
And then how do you realize that you do have it? Is it after a colonoscopy?
Finding the gene?
Yeah. No, when you actually found out what you were diagnosed with.
Oh, cancer. Oh, yeah. It was after the colonoscopy. So I had some pain, which we looked at last summer. Didn't see anything, just through an ultrasound. And then had the colonoscopy scheduled and still had some kind of pain on my right side. But, you know.
So you had symptoms even before you had the test.
Yeah. But, and so we found the colonoscopy, they found it. And things moved pretty quickly from there.
So where did they go, Doc? What happened then at that point?
So fortunately, it was found at a reasonably early stage. And Dan was able to undergo surgery to remove the tumor. Needed some chemotherapy afterwards to try to reduce the chances of the cancer coming back. But all of this was done with the goal, the very realistic goal of getting Dan permanently cured of this.
Dan, and where are you at? Where are you now? What's next?
Yeah, so now I'm good. I mean, I'm good. Mm-hmm. We're just in the maintenance period for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I've got all the weight back on. I lost a ton of weight, but I've got all the weight back on. And I'm feeling strong and feeling good and trying to keep up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying that you have, obviously you're married. You have three girls.
Yes.
And ranging from ages of, what, 6 to 2?
Right.
And you also have a female dog.
That's right, yeah.
And all this happened because they're all born in the same month.
In November.
All your girls. And then you used the same time when you were diagnosed.
That's right.
Talk about what a kick to the gut that was.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I forgot my wife's birthday once, and so I think I'll miss their birthdays once.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was tough, but, you know, a situation like that, everybody just comes together. You know,
do the kids, I know they're young, but do you explain to the kids what's going on?
We're careful with our words, but, you know, our oldest, Natalie, she sensed that something was up. And, you know, I came back home extremely thin and weak, so they could tell. You know, we told them to be careful with me just because I had this massive surgery. But, we've stuck through it.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Doc, is there a lot of this genetic testing that's done now so that you can kind of predict in a family what's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, we've learned a lot about genetic causes to cancer, particularly colorectal cancer. It might be as many as 5 to even 10% of all colorectal cancers are developing in individuals who have some sort of inherited predisposition. Lynch syndrome, which is the syndrome that I focus on predominantly, probably causes about 3% of all colorectal cancers. And Lynch syndrome is a lot more common than people give it credit for. It might be as common as 1 in 300 people in the United States.
Wow.
Well, and that's what you focus on.
Correct. I focus on both the treatment of GI cancers, but also on the prevention of cancers related to Lynch syndrome and other hereditary cancer syndromes. Prevention through colonoscopies, through endoscopies, through medications, preventative surgeries in some cases. Syndromes like Lynch syndrome confer risks of a whole wide array of cancers, not just colorectal cancer. And so for individuals and families who have this syndrome, they need a pretty complex preventative plan. And what we do at Dana-Farber, what we do at our Lynch Syndrome Center is really put together a personalized plan for an individual, for their family, to really say, okay, here's where your risks are, and here's what we're going to do to try to prevent cancer from ever happening.
So Dan, you find out what you have, right? You go to Dana-Farber. Then it turns out you find out your guy, this is what he does. He actually focuses on exactly what you have.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, that's what I mean. It's got to – just talk about comforting and as far as hope. Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, I know what I'm dealing with, and I also know I'm in the best hands because this is actually what he does.
It's crucial. To have to have his confidence and his experience and his knowledge and his professionalism on your side, it elevates your confidence. I mean, you're still shocked and you're worried and you're anxious and you don't know how to feel. But to have him guiding your path, it's just enormous.
So and how far, like, where was the treatment and diagnosis and just where you guys 5 years ago, 10 years ago, compared to where you guys are now?
It's night and day different. A few years ago, we thought that Lynch syndrome, other hereditary syndromes, were quite rare. And we thought that you might see it once or twice in a career. But now we're realizing that we're seeing people every day who have this. We didn't realize they had it before. We didn't realize that they should be tested for it. Now we're doing so much more genetic testing to look to see what individuals, what families have these inherited risks. Because knowing that the risk is there, there's so much we can do in the name of prevention, not just waiting for a cancer diagnosis to happen, but we can really try to prevent these cancers from ever happening if we know the risk is there.
It's amazing the technology and where we're going with all of this. How much communication do you have with all of the people that are involved in all of that research to know that stuff is on the front burner, that this is where we're going next? So if you have a patient, you're sitting there going, ooh, clinical trial maybe in a month or two.
Yep, exactly. There's the blessing about being at a place like Dana-Farber is we've got access to all the world's best scientists, the world's best clinicians, and we know what's coming down the pipeline. We know about trials that are a month away. We know where trials probably are going to be a couple years down the road, and it really helps us keep our patients on the cutting edge as far as treatment and prevention goes.
Unbelievable. Dan, congratulations. It sounds like you're good. You just have to keep on going back making sure you check.
That's right.
Simple as that.
That's right.
Enjoy your family. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Life.
All Thank right? you.
And thanks for sharing your story.
Appreciate it.
Really
good
appreciate it.
Dan,
thank you for Same all job. You do. Thank we you. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.